Welcome to the second episode of Success and Inner Growth. My name is Johannes Stockburger. I am founder and owner of Chavabo Publishing, and today I am host of Success and Inner Growth. The title of today's episode is Emotional Energy. You might ask, what energy? I am talking here about emotional energy and not about physical energy measured in Joule. Physical and emotional energy are not the same, although there is a connection. Emotional energy can activate physical energy inside of our body. Some people try to differentiate between emotional and mental energy. In their view, mental energy is the energy used to think and analyze, while emotional energy triggers and controls our actions and behaviors. In my view, different emotions are different modes of the same energy, just like different sounds are different modes of acoustic waves. The energy we use to be creative, to analyze, and to think is a set of special modes of this emotional energy, allowing us to observe and explore our environment. Additionally, we can dream up scenarios which might arise if we were to take this or that course of action and decide in that light which action to take. Negative emotional states certainly prevent us from thinking with clarity and acting with focus. Body and soul. The concept of emotional energy dates back to the old Greek philosophers, or even longer. The context is the discussion about the dualism of body and soul, and how both connect and interact. The discussion about body and soul goes on since the beginning of humanity. Even the book of Genesis references the dualism of body and soul. But how this connection of body and soul exactly functions is still open to discussion. And I doubt that there will be ever a conclusive answer to that question, because our human brain is not made to answer questions transcending the material world. Our brain is meant to understand the material world we experience through our human life. Sources of energy. Our soul. Our soul is the strongest source of our mental energy. If our soul distances itself completely from us and ceases to provide energy to our body, we will die quickly. Keeping our soul engaged. It is essential for our life to keep our soul engaged. This begs the question, what does the soul want from this life with a delicate body and all the constraints coming with a sharp focus on this material world? The needs of our soul. If we want our soul to continue investing energy in us, we must cater to the needs of this soul. I think there are those broad categories of benefits a soul might desire from building and maintaining a body and presence in the material world. Curiosity, transformation of the soul itself, contributing to the needs of others or to the world as a whole. If our soul gets its needs fulfilled, we feel satisfaction. Probably most people get their satisfaction from a combination of all three of these needs categories. A soul's needs and desires typically evolve during a lifetime. For young people, curiosity about the world and human life plays often the biggest part. Later arises in many people the desire for founding a family and contributing to the well-being of the family members. Over time, some people develop the ability to contribute to the well-being of a wider society and wish to influence the way of a wider world. As we reflect the experiences of our life, Our soul is at times able to use our life experiences to modify its own energy and inner working. If we want to keep our soul engaged with our life and provide enough energy, we need to cater to the desires and needs of our soul. Emotions, different modes of energy. The sounds of a piece of music swing in different frequencies with varying intensity. Our human energy has also different modes. They express themselves as emotions and influence heavily how we interact with others. The energy around us can influence us positively, but also negatively, depending on the emotions it carries and our own needs. Therefore, we need to manage our environment and contacts with great care. Our environment. We radiate part of our energy into our environment. This will soak it up and release it back to us. And our body, in a way our closest environment, does the same. It loads itself up with our energy and gives that energy over time back. Consequently, taking care of our body and relaxing the body, as well as tidying up our living space, is often a quick and easy way to improve our emotional state. People around us. We exchange energy with people by interacting with them too. The term for energy radiating from a human is aura. Our aura attracts certain people into our life and dispels others. The energy emanating from other persons has the power to modify the state of our energy and to change our emotions to the positive, negative, or even to the destructive. If we want to manage our emotions positively, we should be aware of the emotional influence others wield on us. And we should keep a distance from persons with a persistently negative impact on our energy. Music. Music is a very powerful tool to influence our emotions. We can use music power to interrupt unhealthy emotions and to lift our emotional state up to a higher level. Other people also employ music to influence our emotions. Just think about the background music in supermarkets or the use of music in church services. Such influence is not necessarily bad, but we should be aware of it. Silence. Silence is here more than the absence of noise or of outside interference. This concept of silence includes also that we stop our inner dialogue for a short time. There are certain techniques we can use to pause our inner dialogue. They include meditation, fasting, staying awake. And sports can also do the trick. With some experience, a human can create this inner silence just by intention and without any tricks or techniques. Whenever we reach this state of inner silence, we can listen to the energy provided by our soul. The soul will tell us in such moments how it feels about our life, how we can do better, and where we should make a change. We can use moments of inner silence also to revisit past encounters at a lower level of intensity. We can use that to get a better understanding of a situation we just left. But these revisits also have a dark side. Past traumatic events can haunt us again and again, if we don't block them. Therefore, we better have a switch not only for silencing the inner dialogue, but also for switching it back on again. Music, singing, shouting and talking, also physical activity, can here often do the trick. I want to share now some housekeeping information. the show notes. In the show notes, you will find some links related to this episode. There are two books which might be helpful to you. I posted also a link to our blog with a transcript of this episode. We welcome comments on this episode on the blog with a transcript, on our Facebook page and also on Twitter. If you like to comment in private, you are welcome to use our support system. I included this link also into the show notes. The third episode of Success and Inner Growth will be ready around May 20th. The title will be The Rhythm of Success. You certainly don't want to miss it. Subscribe to this podcast now, wherever you have listened to this episode. If you have enjoyed it, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. I thank you for listening and for your time. See you again in episode 3, The Rhythm of Success.